Well, this is a great moment at 8:49. One of our great sponsors, it makes it possible for us to make this trip, is Kelly Dean, the Dean Transportation CEO, Dean Trailways. For anything in terms of transportation, especially if you want to get to a Michigan State game or if you're in a school in Michigan, they've got so many school buses. They've got the other buses for the other events, party buses, black car service. They've got it all, really. And what Kelly Dean has that I'm sure he's proud of is his two sons, Patrick and Chris, now in the business. Kelly, good morning.
Paul, good morning. It is so great to be with you this morning.
Well, it's great to be with you, my friend. Thank you for Pablo, who has been with us now for a number of these tours. And he's just, besides a great driver, he's an all-around good guy.
Well, he sure is. And thank you so much for your kind words. We have a number of great employees, but you got the best there. Pablo is just a wonderful, wonderful gentleman. And Paul, we just are so honored to be a little part of this tour, especially this year. You know, as we all know, the best part is you've gone out and done it. You're doing live travel. You're setting by example, as you always do. You are showing us that we can go to the island. You're showing us you can be here at the Midland Dow Gardens, and we can travel our great state. And that's what we need to do now. Things are getting better. To use your term, we're relentlessly optimistic that things are going to get even better. And we're just frankly, we need to get out. And it's been a tough year for all of us in the travel and tourism business and the school bus business, frankly. And we need something positive, and you're doing it. So we're very honored to be a little part of your Pure Michigan tour. Thank you so much.
Well, Kelly, you're a very important part of our tour, and I appreciate your appreciation, and it's a mutual, because we couldn't do it without you, with your support, your sponsorship, your transportation expertise. And it has been a tough year, but we're coming into a year that some people are likening to the roaring 20s, that we could be roaring and for the next 2-3 years. And I suspect you're doing everything to be ready for that without overshooting what it might end up being. That's a difficult balance in terms of number of motor coaches you have, number of employees, etc.
Well, Paul, you're right on. It has been difficult, and a year ago, March 2020, it was like hitting the wall, and basically our business came to a complete stop. And the most important job I've had this last year is doing the best to take care of our employees, our great employees, and it's been a tough year on everyone, but we're seeing some signs over the last 6 months now. We've been traveling with college athletic teams, and we've gone as far as Nebraska, to Maryland, to Penn State, and everywhere in between, and our drivers have just been heroes. I mean, they've had to practice all the protocols necessary, but we've worked to help the young college athletes to get to where they have to go and want to go for their life experience. And so it's been a new time for us, but we've learned a lot. We're stronger than ever before. And yes, we're ready for the, what you call the roaring 20s. We really believe that. And we have to think that we're going to get out there, and we're going to get more kids to Washington, D.C. on their annual eighth grade trips, and all the many great experiences that we can help by having a motor coach company. So and our black cars have been relatively busy. Folks are getting to airports, and they're moving around for once the restaurants really get up and going, there's going to be more folks that are going to use a black car for an evening out, and we're looking forward to that.
Well, have you had any problems with people not wanting to wear masks to protect all of everybody, your drivers and other fellow passengers, for example?
You know, I have to be truthful. There's been a few, but we have to make that policy right up front. That is part of it. We're protecting each other, and our drivers are going to be, fully trained, and they're going to wear masks, and and we have the most elaborate cleaning and sanitation plan in our industry, and you know, we've been prepared. So we tell folks right up front. So there's been a few we've had to remind, but all in all, it's just part of the plan for right now.
So Kelly Dean, since you're a big part of transporting the Michigan State Spartans from here to there, we're going to have a good football team this year.
You know, I think the Spartans are, yes, Coach Tucker, he's got relentless energy, and again, to use your term, he's so positive. He's really putting together a good group of young men, and so we're optimistic that things are looking bright for the Spartans in the future. And you know, your great relationship with Tom Izzo, he's always going to have great teams. So we're honored to be their official carrier. So we're gonna keep being prepared to get them around and win a few ball games.
Thank you for that. Thank you for your support, Kelly. We really do appreciate it. We couldn't do it without you, and we stand by on call anytime there's anything we can do for you. You know we will.
Thank you, Paul, and thanks for having us. And, you know, you're just the best, and keep up your great leadership, and we're always honored to do anything with WJR, so please call upon us. Thank you.
Kelly Dean, thank you. Dean Transportation CEO, Dean Trailways. And you'll see Kelly there and his sons, Patrick and Chris. And also you might ask for Pablo if you need somebody who I know through our own personal experience over the years is a great guy, great leader in transportation for us.